From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
The latest singing sensation has a voice so low it makes Barry White sound like Tiny Tim and is a dark, towering Italian. Literally towering. We're talking about the volcano Mount Etna. Volcanoes sing? See, signorina, see! The vibrations are too low for the human ear to hear, so Domenico Vicinanza of the Italian National Institute for Nuclear Physics developed software to translate data from the volcano's seismic movements into audible sound waves. These sound waves can then be scored as melodies. Like opera itself, these arias are packed with drama and with information about when the whole darn thing is going to blow, covering near and far with molten rock and flaming ash. Scientists hope to expand the research to many volcanoes to see if they produce similar musical patterns that might signal an impending eruption. Predicting eruptions would be a great boon to those living near volcanoes, like, hey, a good chunk of Latin America. So Vicinanza is now collaborating with scientists in Ecuador. They're studying the Tungurahua volcano to see how her crooning compares to her soul sister, Mount Etna. Never mind those hot-tempered divas who blow their tops at the Metropolitan. When these really fat ladies sing, it's truly over. Or at least, properly decoded, their songs will tell you when it will be over. You get the point.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.